Hachette Audio presents Deadly Heat, written by Richard Castle, read by Robert Petkoff. To KB, may the dance never end and the music never stop. 1. NYPD homicide detective Nikki Heat double-parked her gray Crown Victoria behind the coroner van and strode toward the pizza joint where a body waited. A uniform in short sleeves finger-looped the caution tape for her to duck under, and when she straightened up on the other side, Heat stopped, letting her gaze fall down Broadway. At that moment, 20 blocks south, her boyfriend, Jameson Rook, was taking bows at a Times Square press event to celebrate publication of his big new article. An article so big, the publisher had made it the cover story to launch the magazine's website. Heat should have been happy. Instead, she felt gut-ripped, because his big article was about her. She took one step to go inside, but only one. That corpse wasn't going anywhere, and Heat needed a moment to curse herself for helping Rook write it. A few weeks before, when she gave him her blessing to chronicle her investigation into the murder of her mom, it had seemed like a good idea. Well, maybe not a good idea, just a prudent one. Heat's dramatic capture of the surprise killer after more than a decade became hot news, and Rook put it bluntly. Somebody would write this story. Would she prefer a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist or some tabloid hack? Rook's interviews were intense and took both days of a weekend. With his digital recorder as sentry, Heat started with Thanksgiving Eve, 1999. She and her mom were about...